From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you. You're very welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll be reading from Romans chapter 10. First, please listen to John Newton's great hymn, Amazing Grace. This afternoon we're reading from the book of Romans chapter 10. We're beginning at the verse 9 and we'll end our reading at the verse 17. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May God bless his word to our hearts. The verse I would like you to think about today is Verse 13 of Romans chapter 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Currently, during these Wednesday afternoon broadcasts, I have been speaking upon steps to God from the letter which Paul wrote to the church situated in Rome. To date, I have showed you two rungs on this ladder which reaches all the way to heaven. The first was the step of education, where men and women must hear and understand the very serious message of the gospel in order that they might be saved. To illustrate this step, I took you to one of the most comprehensive texts in the entire Bible, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Last time I took you to the step of contrition, where the unsaved man must acknowledge his sin, accepting his guilt before God. Romans 3:23 highlights this most necessary step. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Today I wish to talk to you about the step of supplication or prayer. Coming to God means prayer. But how should you pray, and what happens when you do pray? Here the Apostle Paul supplies us with the answers to these questions. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let us think about this step of supplication, which is so vital if you are to be saved. Firstly, I would like to talk to you about the one whom we supplicate. Paul exhorts us to call upon the name of the Lord. The only one who has the power to save our souls is God. The church possesses no authority to save people, because it is not the church we offend by our sin. It is the Lord. Possessing spiritual peace is about making peace with God, not with the church. Nor do we come to God through the church, nor any man or organization. Salvation is gained when ordinary men come to God directly through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only mediator or go-between who stands betwixt us and the Heavenly Father. This afternoon, there is no reason why you cannot come to God personally and individually wherever you're at. And when you do this, you can secure peace of conscience and certainty for eternity. You can call upon the name of the Lord today. And what a wonderful thing that is. Secondly, please think about the offer to supplicate. I'm glad I can show you the words of our text where the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't say the good people can call upon the name of the Lord. It doesn't say the church-going people can call upon the name of the Lord. It doesn't say the moral people. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That sweeps away all your questions, because your name is written there this afternoon. Whosoever includes the adulterer, the thief, the murderer, the blasphemer. It includes you and it includes me. Anyone can come to God at any time and in any place. John Newton was a slave trader who committed terrible deeds against his fellow man as he traded in human flesh. During a fierce storm, John Newton called upon the Lord in the middle of the Atlantic, and his lecherous life became a holy life. He later wrote the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see." The fact that God offers his salvation to anyone and everyone highlights the amazing nature of the love and mercy of the Lord. Come to Christ today and embrace this grace. Thirdly, I'm going to talk to you about the means by which we do supplicate. In our text, we are told we can come to God by calling upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you enter a shop to buy a product, you speak to the assistant. But ordinarily, you would not call upon him because the matter is not urgent. You would talk in a tone of voice that would not be described as calling. If you, however, left the shop and saw a child crossing a busy road, you would immediately cry out because of the seriousness of the situation. Men and women are urged to come to God by calling. It is so important that you cry unto God for salvation and for mercy. Sadly, so many are leaving this life without the slightest concern In November 1975, a freighter called the Edmund Fitzgerald was making her way across Lake Superior with a cargo of iron ore. The voyage, however, was to be affected by a particularly severe storm which had moved down from Canada to the Great Lakes. The captain of another freighter, which was following the Edmund Fitzgerald, testified later under oath that he became concerned after seeing the ship list to starboard under a barrage of waves, which were 25 to 30 feet tall. He radioed the Fitzgerald's captain, but the reply stated all was well. The last communication from the Edmund Fitzgerald said, "We are holding our own." Minutes later, she headed into a wave which washed over her, and the following ship looked on in disbelief as the huge vessel, nearly 1,000 feet long, never appeared and vanished from the radar. The propeller shaft still turning, the Edmund Fitzgerald was driven straight to the bed of the lake with the loss of all on board. Yet the misguided captain said, "We are holding our own." There are so many people who claim all is well as they navigate their bodies through time and into eternity. Yet they are heading for hell to suffer the wrath of God, and all is not well. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security today. Your soul will be lost unless God saves you. Peter was so different from the captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald. He was upon the waves of Galilee on a stormy night. He was walking upon water, going out to meet his Lord. Then suddenly he was conscious of the deafening roar of the wind and the great height of the waves. At that moment he cried out, "Lord, save me." He knew he was in trouble. Will you not cry out today, "Lord, save me," calling upon his name? Fourthly, I want to tell you about the promise for those who do supplicate. If you come to God in this way for salvation, the Bible promises that you will be saved. Your life will be saved from sin, and your soul will be saved from hell. To be saved is to enjoy life, peace, and hope. The person who is saved will know that salvation has come because the Bible says so. When you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved because God always keeps his word. Assurance is not based upon how we feel, it's based upon what God says. I know that I am saved because I believe the Bible. Will you not call upon the name of the Lord today and receive the promise of Scripture that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? Would you not do that? Simply say, "Lord, save me." And when you do that, you will have peace because God says so. Thank you very much for listening today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.